Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon and buy our official merchandise on Redbubble. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps, Entry 50, Tanglin Hill, Singapore. Hi, I'm breaking my own rule tonight. Except for maybe one or two exceptions, I've made it a point to never meet my interviewees at the places where their experiences happened. For one thing, they usually don't need to relive what happened to them. Not that viscerally, certainly. For another, it's just asking for trouble. But this particular interviewee was insistent. His name is Keith. Together with his partner and childhood friend Will, they explore infamously haunted spots for their YouTube channel, Ghastly GPS. He said that he'd tell me about his experience from 3 years ago, but only if I followed him back to where it happened. Yes, he'd be recording a new episode, but he told me that this was as much about apologizing for past transgressions as it was for creating new content. I was reluctant at first, but his story intrigued me. And it took place at a location that, despite its reputation, I'd never been able to get a decent account about. Keith and Will assured me that they have taken all the necessary precautions. They're both armed with spiritual amulets. And in the days leading up to this evening, they burned offerings, chanted prayers, and asked a couple of holy men to bless them. And just to be safe, I've also brought along a few talismans of my own, ones that have served me well in the past. Despite all of this, however, I still have an uneasy feeling. Because I'm recording this live from Tanglin Brunei Hostel. In fact, we're outside the building's grounds now. But before we continue in, I'll start from Keith's beginning. Keith has loved photography since he was a kid. It was a love that began when his mom would let him take a few shots on her disposable Kodak cameras. For almost as long, Keith has also loved exploring. It practically became a routine for his parents to go out hunting for him around the upper middle class neighborhood every evening before dinner. He'd always find a new series of back lanes in between the almost identical semi-detached houses to get lost within. Or on good days, he'd discover a small, but nevertheless fascinating, forested area to trek through. He told me that this is what fueled his desire to create content around urban exploration. The supernatural aspect of it, he explained, only came about because it seemed like a natural fit. Teaming together with Will, Keith had explored everywhere from Old Changi Hospital to our current location.
Hey bro, come on, let's go.
And that's Keith now, and it looks like we're ready to head inside. We're in the hostel, specifically in what I assume used to be a kitchen. Keith had described this to me as looking more like a mortuary than anything else, because of the unnerving resemblance its concrete tables bore to slabs in a morgue. I suddenly see his point. There's an oppressive air to this room, almost like something doesn't want us here. The area is littered with the remains of long burned out incense sticks. Clearly, anyone who's passed through knew well enough to show deference to whatever dwells in this room. We light our own, but it does nothing to dispel that sense that we're being watched, or that whatever's watching us isn't happy. It might have something to do with what Keith told me about his previous visit here. A broken family, relationship problems, financial woes. To say that he was going through a dark time back then would be an understatement, which made him the last person who should have been exploring places like this, carrying the weight of that darkness within him. Keith yelled out in this very room how he didn't believe in spirits, mockingly daring any to reveal themselves. He convinced himself that these theatrics were for his audience. I'd seen the video, and it certainly made for an engaging, if uncomfortable, watch. Whether it was Will trying to rein him in, or just knowing what he was going through at the time, I could clearly tell that Keith was on the tail end of a downward spiral. Keith didn't just hope to see the spirits back then. He wanted to face the consequences of encountering them.
Want to see where it happened?
Yeah, sounds good. That's Will, by the way. He's suggesting we head up to the spot where their last visit took a treacherous turn. We're now at the top of a collapsed staircase leading out of this building. Next to the staircase is a man-made ramp, and further down a concrete path. Off to the side is a grassy slope. On their previous visit, Will chose to take the ramp down. Keith, however, headed towards the grassy slope. Will had tried to convince him that this wasn't a good idea. He reminded him of a piece of advice a holy man had given the pair when they first started their YouTube channel. If there is a human road, take the human road. But Keith didn't need the reminder. He knew what was the smart thing to do. The smart thing to do would have been to take the ramp. But the smart thing would have also been to not mock any spirits that might have dwelt here. The smart thing would have been to show this ominous location the respect it commanded. Keith hadn't been doing the smart thing since he entered these grounds. So, of course, he headed towards the grassy slope.
Yeah, bro, it's right over there. You see?
Keith just pointed to a pretty massive hole in the concrete path. A hole large enough for a full-grown man to fall through. That's exactly what happened to Keith 3 years ago, as he defiantly marched towards the grassy slope. The concrete path on which he tread suddenly gave way. He fell through, crashing violently down to an empty basement. Keith told me that it didn't just feel like falling, though. It felt like he was being dragged down. As he landed in a cloud of dust and dirt, a section of rebar shot right towards his neck. The rebar, fortunately, missed him, but only by mere centimeters. Even as he caught his breath at the time, though, he could have sworn that he saw something within that swirling cloud of dust. An old man's face glaring angrily at him. More than nearly being impaled, it was this face that frightened Keith out of his anger, out of his darkness. The dust began to settle. The face vanished too. But in that second or two, Keith locked eyes with the figure, and he knew that what had happened wasn't an accident.
Hey, be careful.
It was a warning. If he didn't know it then, he certainly knew it later on, when he got home.
Hey, wait.
This has been Ghost Maps Season 1. Thank you for supporting us these last 2 years. We'll be taking a break over the next couple of months. But don't worry, Ghost Maps will return in March 2022. In the meantime, subscribe and follow us on social media. You can also buy official merchandise on Redbubble and be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.